On the Fly with Jaymon G. On the Fly is on the air.
And we're back down at Warbirds on the Fly. Jaymon G. You're listening to EAA Radio, AM 1210, 93.1 FM in Oshkosh and on the web worldwide at airventure.org. We're down at Warbirds today. It's Wednesday. If you're listening on the radio or on the web, it's Thursday, and it's about 12:30. I'm joined by Bill Gaius. He's a co-chairman in the flight line area down at Warbirds. Let's talk about the structure of the flight line. It's very important for safety. It's well used in Warbirds and a lot of airplane movements on it during flying times and show times and such. Tell us a little bit about your structure.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us here this afternoon. Really appreciate it. Clearly, safety is the number one issue for Warbirds, be they on the ground or in the air. One of the large 4x8 sheets of plywood that we have painted up out here has the words on it, above all else, safety first. And that is key. And that's what all of our volunteers do here on the ground, as well as all the pilots do when they're taxiing on the ground or when they're flying in the show or pre or post show. What the flight line operations do here for Warbirds is we receive and dispatch the aircraft from the ground facility. We help them find their parking locations for the display areas for each different type of aircraft, be they fighter, jet, liaison, trainer, etc. All the flight line folks move around here very quickly and with a great level of professionalism, because many of the volunteers have been doing this for quite a few years.
And how many volunteers do you have in your area?
We have well over 100 volunteers on the flight line, and that accommodates all the different areas, because some of the volunteers are here all week, some of them are here for only part of the week. So we do need quite a few, and that's just flight line. Operations is really made up of a variety of other areas as well. Warbird support, security, maintenance, etc. And we have a very good complement of just great volunteers.
That's why it runs so well down here, I'm sure. Now, tell us a little bit about it. Someone comes to you and says, hey, Bill, I want to be a flight line volunteer. What do you tell them? What do they need to do?
We ask them about themselves, their aviation experience, their background. Many of our volunteers are pilots. Some have been ground operations people, or as they're called in the aviation industry or the commercial aviation industry, ramp rats.
Okay.
Yeah. And they have done this at many of the commercial airports around the country. Our lead volunteer in the bomber area, Ed Rich, he was a ramp rat at O'Hare for Northwest. Very busy location, very experienced guy.
So he knows, you know, how to drive tugs and how to teach people to drive tugs and
correct,
things like that.
Correct. Yeah. And so when a person comes in, we ask them about their aviation experience, see how familiar they are with aircraft, how our aircraft operate. And we also ask them to kind of tell us about their experience in, if they are a pilot, in parking an aircraft themselves, what they're watching for, etc. Because that's key for a flight line person to understand, is what the pilot is really looking at and how to best help the pilot get to their location and depart from their location. And that's what we look for, is a good someone who's familiar with aircraft, is a true aviation enthusiast, and that will help them, because that'll give them a greater appreciation for everything that EAA does here as well.
Tell us about the structure of your flight line. Let's go through a normal day here. Show up here, six in the morning, activities are starting, and what is it that you
right,
folks
or earlier,
are doing?
The flight line guys are out here, and there are some aircraft that do arrive when the airport opens immediately, and we will get a call from our own Warbird tower, who is watching for Warbird arrivals. The aircraft come in off the taxiway. The Warbird tower dispatches some of the flight line volunteers to help direct the aircraft off the taxiway into their specific area, and then into a parking place. If they're a new arrival, they get a new parking place. If they've been here before, we really reach deep into the recesses of our memories and try and figure out where the heck he was just a few hours earlier.
Okay, yeah, so he can get his parking spot back.
So we direct them in. We make sure that there's clearance off the wingtips to other aircraft, especially for some of the larger aircraft. We have some very large bombers and transport aircraft out here that have quite a good wingspan. And we also make sure that if any time during the day there's crowd, there's pedestrian spectators out there, that we make sure that they are safely off to the side so they can observe the movement, enjoy the aircraft moving, and still be very, very safe for everyone involved.
How do you set up the real estate? How do you decide what type airplane is going to go where?
This has been established over years and years of doing this, and partially it's the terrain, partially it's the size of the area, the openness of the area that will fit what aircraft of which type that will best accommodate that. For some of them, we also have to take into consideration their weight and their displacement on the ground through their landing gear. And some of the aircraft with thinner tires but heavier weight, which may have been a carrier aircraft, carrier trainer or something, they may not even go out on the grass. They may have to stay on the blacktop, which we do have a portion of out here, and they will be relegated to that area. We have also, depending on the size of the available number of that particular type of aircraft, they'll go into a specific size area for the field itself.
Yeah, I guess most people don't even think about that, but those thin tires with a heavy weight, they would just go right into the grass, wouldn't they?
They'd still be here for weeks after our venture is over.
Especially yes. If we get some of our traditional rain.
Yes. We've had two beautiful days here, and the folks out here are really enjoying it. So it's good to see everyone really taking advantage of this great Wisconsin weather.
It is very nice. So when somebody wants to participate in the flying, you actually know that well in advance, right? It's all prepared. Someone just doesn't say, well, I think I'm going to go out and take my nephew flying this morning.
There you go. The shows are very well choreographed and extremely well managed by a professional group of air show management team members. The pilots are also very pre-qualified in their aircraft for the type of air show event that they're going to take part in, be they just a single line of aircraft, be it formation. They are all very well pre-qualified to do that and certified to do that.
And so you have to have your flight line organized in such a way that they all get ready in the proper order and leave the area in the proper order. And that seems to me like that could take a lot of work.
It does. We get very good and clear information from our air boss, Wayne Boggs, and his team of when which aircraft will be flying, what part of the show, which runway they'll be taking off from, which runway they'll be arriving back onto, so that we can anticipate their departure and their arrival, and how many of which. We count how many go out, we count how many come back, and hopefully that number matches, or Wayne gets real mad at us for losing one of his planes out there somewhere.
Yeah, where'd he go?
Yeah,
went to Appleton for lunch.
Yes.
We'll be back later. That kind of throws a little wrench in the organization, huh?
Yes.
So the recovery, of course, is just as important as
as
the launch. And I would think that has to be all set up in advance as well, so people know what order they're supposed to taxi back in, so you're not get stuck where you have a traffic jam and can't get the airplanes moved around.
Excellent observation. That's absolutely correct. The pilots, in all honesty, really know where they want to go. They remember their parking place better than we do, and they know which aisle that they're going to be going down. And we're there to help make sure that the public is safe, to make sure that there's no one in the area of the spinning propellers, jet intakes, etc., and then help guide the pilots into their parking place, really more at the last minute more than anything else, so that they're all lined up, no wingtips are touching, and everyone again is still very, very safe.
So you have some safety people down here that support your airplane movements. They're under a different purview. They have their own chairman and co-chairman, and that's a different area, and they support you when you're ready to start moving airplanes around by providing security.
Absolutely. The security folks here help make sure that when it's time to have the spectators move out of the hot area, the active area where the propellers and the jets are running, and to help keep the folks still close enough to see a really great show, see some excellent aircraft activity, but also to be safe and not be in any kind of danger at all.
Uh-huh. Now, how far in advance before Oshkosh starts do you have to start getting your organization set up?
We're working on 2010 now.
Right now, as
yes,
you're
we're
having
working
meetings
on AirVenture 10.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, so it all starts very early, and we probably learn new things every year, right? It's a continuous learning cycle.
Absolutely do. And we have a great group of people. Each year we get new people in. Some folks will retire or can't make it to the show this year, and it's always great to get new thought, new eyes, new ears into the volunteer area, as you had mentioned before, and really get a new perspective. And just some new folks in here that are going to enjoy it as much as we've been blessed to be able to do for quite a while.
What's the most exciting thing that you've seen this year, Bill?
Oh my gosh.
From your standpoint as a flight line guy, is there something that fun or exciting that's happened that is unique about this year?
We had a great show yesterday, great number of participants up there, a lot of airplanes in the air, and it's really good to see all the aircraft that are here. It's great to see some of the very, very rare aircraft, some of the P-38s, the P-40s that are here. Many a moon ago, when I started doing this back in, well, we'll say back a few years, the number of what we now consider rare aircraft was very common. We'd see many more P-51s, 38s, 40s, etc. And it's just great to be able to still see these aircraft and really just be able to be honored to work around them during the air show and have the folks who are dedicated to preserving them.
Well, Bill, it's been very nice talking to you today, and everyone appreciates the volunteer work that you do in your organization here on the flight line. And it's from somebody who makes his home up at Vintage. It's always nice to come down here and see a different part of the world and how well organized it is. We are as well, but you know, it's a very special flight line down here, very unique, not like nothing else here at Air Ventures. So
it is. Warbirds is a great area. It's great to have you up here, and you know, some of these aircraft could be considered vintage as well.
Oh yeah, well, most of all of them, I think.
Yes.
All right, well, J-Mont G on the fly down at Warbirds. We'll be right back in a few minutes for our last segment on the fly.